Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoover. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Kramer throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Zarrilla trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gutteridge scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoover. The throw from Turner and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Zarilla moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. Zarilla moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burns is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Turner reaches second base with a double. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Turner scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trout moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York strikes out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.